four little haikus. And I'm reading them twice, I'm afraid it's in the Japanese tradition. Number one. We turn in the night, cold shoulders, our star faded, the love light is gone. We turn in the night, cold shoulders, our star faded, the love light is gone. They get worse. The stiffened crow snaps the branch. In the avalanche, its black feathers white. The stiffened crow snaps the branch. In the avalanche, its black feathers white. Three. Prayer cast heavenward. Gray swallow swerves through dark sky. Night converts to dawn. Prayer cast heavenward. Gray swallow swerves through dark sky. Night converts to dawn. Four. May we quietly, once, before we die forever, speak a clean, cold truth. May we quietly, once, before we die forever, speak a clean, cold truth. Oh, thank you.
Started with one line on a bus back from Bantry. It's called Table for One. You're all flesh, my dear. All fear and fearless, smearing war paint every morning and crying it off at night. You're sinew upon sinew, waking the mountains when you crawl and calling out the dead with song, then song, then silence. You move like animals, like vines that snake down trees, that lift up leaves that fall on open water. And you bound like madmen over concrete and stream to be lost. To be lost like pioneers, you say, is not to look for a homestead, but instead to settle firmly in the idea of a sacred ground. And you build branch homes of sticks that look like fine cones, that you torch carelessly in the morning for warmth. And you eat my words, but never your own. And you sleep with your mind like a flower in the May sun, so it's open like your eyes when the bright morning comes. 2 days ago, you gave me a page from your lifelong suicide note. You wrote, to live our lives like true kings, we must loosen the bonds of our skin. Open our mouths to quench the hot quarantine with cool air. Open our eyes wide and usher in a cult of color, form, and light. We must unshackle our joints and move like animals. We must be young always. And you ate my words, but not your own. Because you're all flesh, my dear, and I am all bone. Bones like an inert stone that moves only when you wrap around and take them with you where you roam. Slow or fast, through branch or bantry, just please always take me along. And when we rip across the hills into parlors, we don't belong. And down through the glen where the light plays off our eyes, and at last settle on that beach where we wait, but they never come. You will lay us on the sand and remember that your heart has a rib cage for a home. Thanks.
Lovely stuff, Brent. Now we have Mary O'Connell. I think she might be hiding down the back. And she is. She's making her way now. So Mary O'Connell next.
Thank you. Thanks, Rosie. This is about a wand that was found, but it is a, instead of a white star, it is a black star, so it's full of ambiguity for the person who finds it. It's called black magic. If it wasn't the colour of soot, discarded in dust on the road, the wand might have brought her good luck. The devil's rod thrown in her path, a talisman stirring her blood, made her stop and bend down to the ground. With her grasp, she earthed its power, till a circuit was fired in her brain, a current to light her desire, free it from straitjacket rules, a life change to chatter her chain, if courage could counter the cost. She studied the five-pointed star, glad to note the horns of the goat stood strong at the pentacle's base. Reassured, she longed to believe that a plaything a child threw away was harmless and carried no curse. But when a young father came by, she offered the wand as a gift to give to his sleeping princess. He took it, though not without pause. No regrets, as she thrust it away and shuddered with sudden relief.
Now we have Jennifer Matthews, the five words.
Okay. The title of this one is SAD, like seasonal affective disorder.
Exactly,
which is why we can. I can read it now. Okay. Okay. SAD. My disorder in the sunless fortress of brown stairs and blue bodies. I'm told is to blame on a lack of vitamin D. Worse are the poisonous positive ions from computer screens, unhappy mirrors gazed into for days, weeks, scrying eventualities, soaking up full spectrum gossip up to the minute depressants and political affective contorters. The solutions, milk with a green cap, sailing baths in magnetized pools, high-intensity yoga aerobics three times weekly to sweat out ill will, stagnant karma and negative I statements. Following, my yogurt pot of drinkable serotonin, to supplement my deficit of connectivity, of chemical facility, those yellow leaps of light I crave from neuron to neuron, somewhere behind my shaded winter eyes, mood-sucking, white light-eating machines.
Hooray for springtime!
Yay!
And now we have Jimmy Fields. I wrote this years ago after spending a weekend on Sherton Island. Imagine time is not measured or counted. Day dances to meet twilight, which gently pivots into night. Picture this. The sky is bright, like a tango, but you can start to hear the tempo of the twilight waltz coming to join you. You're standing in the middle of what might be called a road, while not quite standing, as your feet don't touch the ground. They leave a space about the length of a smile between you and the earth. The lovely energy spirals between the soles of your feet and the face of the earth, as you slowly and effortlessly move in a straight path through a tunnel of tall trees. You can see all around you without having to move your head. The trees allow diamonds of light to shine on your way, creating a lush spectrum. They whisper as you pass. Their sound begins like a hissing breeze, which rises to a comforting whistle as it passes through a chosen beam of light. The quartz gently winks as it stops and keeps their words of wisdom. Some trees simply greet you, using your true name for others, your good secret.
connected. Mostly, it was somewhere in Ireland. My mother died there about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's her birthday tomorrow. It's my birthday as well. We share a birthday, so this is called maternity wear. My mother milks the cows, shorn twain by the blade of death. My mother comes in. She's all laid out as if for a wedding. My mother milks the cows. The office said for her doesn't register. My mother red goes out. She's kept warm by the corner of the grave. Thanks. Thanks for that, Tricia, and we're all very sorry for the loss. Next we have Kathy Darcy, who actually is going to be a guest reader here in May, so we'll give you a little taster.
I never get to come here because I work on Monday nights, so I'm really happy to be here, yes, and to be reading with me. This is a curse poem in the tradition of the Irish Phyllis, whose curse came true. I do that sometimes, and the occasion calls for it. I don't want this to be a curse, I'm over it, but still I enjoy reading it. Probable misuse of shamanism. Imagine a hole in the ground, the book says, but this time I find myself clambering through your great vein, or inferior vena cava, as other quite different books call it. Surrounded by black, stagnant blood and the beat of the drum, if I work hard enough, I will come to the writhing bowl of your right atrium, and then the possibilities are endless. I can sit quite still with a choking gutful of irony wine, and allow my foreignness to disrupt the smooth flow, turbulence that is caused, through the mitral valve, so the little clots form and are shot around and out to your lungs. An exercise in anticipation for me, the knowing wait for the sharp pain, the breathless death. I can kick and claw at the great central wall to make a small hole, and squeeze through to the business side. From there, I will have no choice but to be shunted straight to your brain, whence the dullness will spread, and the FAST protocol from the stroke ad will come into play. Then, like some old film, I will have to exit through the nearest opening, your roomy eye probably, before I run out of cheaper time. I can simply tear it apart, though this will be most difficult, it feels the most satisfying. Begin with cutting the beautiful strings, then rip off the valve lips like so many yogurt lids. Finally work my hands bloody like crying in a swimming pool, taking the central divide asunder. Yet how satisfying to gut it like that, so nothing can hide. Sometimes I feel so much strength that I think I could reach in under your straining ribcage with my bare hands and pluck the grotesque, pulsating thing out like a weed, but they beat independently, and I can't imagine not flinging it away in disgust, not screaming and stamping like a child with an eel, not cowering in a corner while the pathetic lump convulses its last. The book says to make sure and come out before the drumbeat stops. I'm not sure what happens otherwise. Thank you.
I think you're wonderful. And now we have Eugene Crowley.
Go on. Foster me, Havana. By Busload, by Lorry Load, people of Cuba, people of Cuba. Hatless, Corkus, Gorgus, Chine.
Cheers, Eugene. And now we have Stanley Notte. Not.
Yeah, thanks for the European salt. That's what's happening tonight. I grew up sadly thinking it was a light and shining armour. That's what brother was. I'm staying at the altar. I'm not actually a poet. I don't really write poetry, but I had a notion about a year ago, and I've written a series of things that I am calling poems now. And the idea is that I'm taking song titles from one artist at a time and writing a piece of writing about that particular artist. I won't disappointed by telling you who it is and therefore removing any additional mystery that the piece may have. Dear Diary, the girl in the mirror looks perfect tonight, like Mona Lisa, but stronger. So why should I be sad and guilty? Why do stupid things? I am a sinner, she'll never be me, this Cinderella, breathe on me. And why do stupid, crazy, chaotic things, rebellion, pornography, trouble, touch my hand? The girl in the mirror doesn't know what it's like to be me, dear diary. How deep in my heart I feel hot as ice, cold as fire, toxic and lonely and infectious. And she'll never get the piece of me, the shadow, no, the freak show that comes out from under the original doll when they turn on the night. I am hooked on that freak show, dear diary. Deep in my heart, troubles a red carpet, and a dirty girl in lace and leather thinks this dramatic quicksand is a perfect lover. But what you see is what you get to, and my only wish is the girl in the mirror can email my heart the answer to my weakness, so I can let go of the bad girl and the love that just yesterday I was anticipating can come and get me.
Good to see you coming back. So, nice one. And finally, we have Seamus Harrington. Here.
Thanks,
Rosie. A piper piped up in a tale, but hadn't a clue how to play. A chord or a note. They could book a poacher. The visits are sometime in May. I've made the news today about some stiff fines handed out for unsolicited marketing phone calls. I think one firm got 202 weeks, so this is called cold call. Your precious time for a moment or two, your service provider is currently who? Our latest rendition, because of attrition, we're in a position to offer free minutes and modems to you, and broadband as clear as a didgeridoo. The sage. His barefooted walks on May Day, on dew-laden grass he would pray. His own songs of praise embrace Amish ways in his philosophical way. Rowing. They puff and heave, strain and tug, oarlooms push before the hug, carbon fiber blades all dip to bite blue water off the slip. On return stroke, feathering now, in deference here, all heads bow. Next stroke, faster and more force, windsurfing clown, get off the course. Straight and true without a roll, well honed muscles play their role. Lungs of power beyond belief, fitness leaves no grounds for grief. Drive that yawl on this event, row on row without relent. The leader's just the canvas clear, her stroke seems lighter than last year. Straining backs and legs a quiver, forcing her down tidal river. Searing pain on each face now red, without a wake they streak ahead. They flash in military precision, a hiss disguising each incision. 2,000 meters yet to turn, the coaxing, urging cox and stern. Not one length between them yet, who wronged the boys without upset? Number two with keel cut back, here's her chance to mount attack. Straightening up, the lead has changed. Results may yet be rearranged, with guts on fire and sight a knot, each heart yearns for that shot. No cheering masses, waving banners, no veering ribs with bad manners, no long air horns to trumpet loud, no heave or push and surging crowd. That comes later on in season, as I explain you would see the reason. It's early summer, yet none complaining, 'cause these ladies are just out training.